Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about choosing the right stage for your business in terms of temporary and team-specific stages. So we're back into your work life today, and we're talking about the kind of temporary stages you would want for certain kinds of meetings, or how certain teams within your organization have an ideal stage that may be different from the primary stage of your business. So if you don't know the primary stage of your business, go back a couple of episodes to episode 137. 137 has the discussion of the primary stage for your business at large. And now we're going to talk about the sort of temporary stages or team-specific stages within the business. So this is how you're going to want to diversify it to really optimize everybody's efforts depending on their job. Before we get into that, quick shout out to new listeners in New York, New York. Welcome. Thank you for this connection. It's so nice to have you here in the great city of New York. Thanks for joining us. If you have questions and thoughts, ideas, and so forth, follow the link in the show notes. Let me know how I can help. Let me know what insight you have, as well as a teacher. I am always a student. So let me know what you're thinking and what you have found. So let's talk about temporary and team-specific stages within your organization and your work life. So you have the primary stage of your business, which is where you want to find and meet your customers for the most part. And it's largely where you want to hire, especially at the entry level and at mid-level. But for particular employees or teams within the organization, you may choose a different stage for temporary assignments or for specific functions. So for example, if you need an internal team to focus on an innovation exercise, you're going to want to temporarily guide them into stage 7, questioning everything, for the duration of that meeting or the duration of that assignment. But you would not want to send them home in stage 7. That's not nice. So be sure to end the meeting with a quick exercise to move them back to something more in line with your business's primary stage, or something more in line with home life, or in a perfect world, whatever stage they want to be in before they go home. Help them be where they want to be. Let them decide what's right for them. Now, certain job functions also lend themselves to specific stages. So for example, human resources, and we talk about that a lot, is very focused on the hiring and development needs of others. It might be best suited for stage 4 employees, especially at the entry and intermediate levels. Now your high-level managers, however, although they should be focused on the needs of their teams, they must also be focused on strategy and long-term thinking, even if they're in the human resources department. So that's going to make stage 8 and stage 9 the best stages for your high-level management, because they need that strategy and long-term thinking, but with an eye towards the humanity and needs of others. So that makes stage 8 and 9 really good for those guys. Now, here's the hard part. People do not, except in extreme cases that we've talked about before, they don't stay in any one stage. They evolve and they change over the years and sometimes over the week, depending on what's going on in their lives. So while you don't want to pry at work, it does benefit you to understand what perspective they're operating from. You know, if you could simply ask them to tell you what stage they're in today, that is ideal. So if your organization is trained on the stages, is aware of them, knows what they are, you could just say, "Where are you at today?" And they could tell you. Well, that would really make things very easy. But lacking that, you're going to have to proactively work to ensure that they're in the best possible stage for their work day, even if only for today. Recognizing you might have to do that every day, but that's okay. That's your job. So luckily, it's not all that hard to do. So let's take a look at a list of situations and job functions and how they match to their ideal stage. So stage one is the stage of everything, right? So being, you know, full openness, everything. So the optimal stage one tasks or job functions are going to be rampant multitasking, administrative assistance, because they are rampantly multitasking. Stage two is all about experiences and processing experiences. So this is great for your customer insights team and your product packaging design, because these are experience-focused tasks. Stage three, which is about needs, personal needs, would be great for specification development, procurement, logistics, these kinds of things. Stage four, which is focused on others, is great for human resources. Entry-level management should be very team-focused, so that's a stage four job. And anybody running a charity project, that one's kind of obvious, though. Stage five, I am my ideology. Ideology is going to link in parts with strategy, with, you know, every organization has a method of operating. And that method of operating, certain standards, certain models, certain strategies, becomes the ideology of the organization. Of, well, this is how we work. This is how we operate. And so that's a stage five thing. That's going to be your CEO, your board members, your CIO, that is your chief information officer, and security, because you want them to be very standards focused. Stage six, live and let live. This is sort of a passive ideology stage. We have an ideology, but we're very live and let live. This is where you want your mid-level management to be, because mid-level management, while your entry-level management is focused on their immediate team, your mid-level management is managing a bunch of managers. You need to give them some free rein to do their thing, while at the same time maintaining the standards of the organization. So this is a stage six thing. It's a passive ideology. Live and let live. Stage seven tasks and teams are all about questioning everything. So these are your innovation teams. Your chief technology officer, your CTO, should be a stage seven kind of person. Your head of research, new product development. You get the idea. Stage eight, being all about purpose, is a perfect stage for a startup CEO, angel investors, employees of a startup, especially in that early stage, event planners, and anyone whose life purpose matches the task at hand. So some tasks within your organization, you want someone to fill them who feels that their life purpose is this task. They are passionate about this task. That's ideal. Now, this is a good place for your high-level management, too. And some of your board members is stage eight, which is about purpose. Again, you want to kind of line this up and tailor that to your specific needs. And then lastly, stage nine, consciousness. Stage nine is about consciousness. It's awareness. So these are your media relations and public relations. Stage 10, which is about consciousness. And stage 11, which is about, well, stage 10 is consciousness in a oneness kind of way. So oneness. And stage 11, which is transcendence. Stage 10 people and stage 11 people. Let's talk about that. That is, people who spend a lot of time in stages 10 and 11, they often do not thrive in any typical organization or business, any sort of normal organization or business. See, these individuals have a set of priorities that just will not include anything that you would likely want them to prioritize. Now, that being said, stage 10 and 11 individuals make phenomenal contributions to stage 10 and 11 companies or organizations. It's a level of development that comes with a trade-off of potentially a little dissatisfaction with any normal job, and seeking instead a much more purpose-driven job. And that's can be good. So you've really got to find the right fit in the organization for stage 10 and 11 folks. The lesson is simply to choose your employees and teams carefully. But I mean, you knew that already. But put the best possible person in the job and take into account the stage they spend the most time in. Now, meanwhile, you can influence individuals and entire groups into another stage that may be optimal for their efforts. Now, we've talked about this before. We need to do this ethically and with their awareness and with their consent. So let's suppose that you just had a single task or a single meeting or a single event in which you needed them to be in a specific stage. You can start the meeting with an exercise that will move them to that stage. The basics of that are simply asking the right set of questions to move them from where they are, walk them through the stages to where you want them to be for that meeting. Now, this will only be temporary, and this is worth, I've preached this before, but it's worth talking about it again. You can move them, even with their awareness that you're moving them, even with their consent that you're moving them, you can move them to another stage, but it will only be temporary. Why? Well, because then they're going to go home, and all the regular whatever in their life is going to pull them back to whatever stage they normally, regularly are in. Because it's the stuff going on usually in our personal lives, not in our office lives, but in our personal lives, that direct us into various stages if we don't choose to take hold of that and take charge of our own evolution through these stages. So whatever's going on at home is going to put them right back where they were. When they come in the next day, they're going to be back where they were. But you can sort of move them around to different stages with their consent, depending on the task at hand. And so which stage do you want for which task? Well, refer to the list that we just went through. So for example, if you're doing an innovation task, you want to put everybody in stage 7 for the duration of that task, and then let them move themselves out of that to whatever stage they'd rather be in. And you can use this just for your own personal use as well, right? Let's suppose that you are mid-level management. And the ideal stage for mid-level management is stage 6, live and let live. It's a passive ideology. You're upholding the organizational ideology at the same time as you are allowing a level of independence from your low-level managers that you're managing. But let's say you're having a hard time. Let's say you looked at headlines this morning and you find yourself stuck in stage 5. You want to be able to recognize that you are experiencing stage 5, and you get to work and you go, oh, this is not a good stage. It's not the ideal stage for me to do my own job. So I'm going to move myself to stage 6. Real quick, it just takes a few minutes to do the work and get there. You can also choose to do the work to move yourself to stage 6 very permanently by actually carrying out the tasks in that stage. Right? Go through the stage 5 tasks, go through the stage 6 tasks, get yourself solidly and permanently into stage 6 so you don't ever have to worry about this again. So last time in episode 137, we talked about the primary stage of the company, and I asked you to think about what is the primary stage of the organization that you work for. This time, I want you to think about what is the ideal stage for the job that you personally do within that organization. What's the right stage for that? The ideal stage for your job at work may be different from the stage where you tend to spend most of your time when you're not at work. And it pays to think about how your job will pull you back around to a certain stage that's good for your job. But then at the end of the day, or on the way home, or when you get home first, what can you do to put yourself in the stage where you want to be? And just the awareness of where you spend most of your time, the awareness of how your job affects your stage, the awareness of your ability to move yourself from one stage to another and back again. This is an ability that we want to cultivate. So that's heavy stuff to think about. Go think about that. The stage that's ideal for your job, your particular job inside your organization, the stage where you would prefer to spend the most time, and how you're going to choose to move yourself between them day in and day out, as well as handling your own development. Now, the more you go around this cycle, the more you experience these stages, the deeper into the work and the task of these stages that you get, the easier it is to just move yourself from one stage to another, bump, 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 back and forth. Becomes very easy. So it's a skill you can develop, and it gets very easy and quick. We're not talking about major exercises here to move yourself into your perfect job stage or out of your perfect job stage and into your best home life stage. You'll be able to do that very quickly, move from one to the other. I mean, in a matter of a minute or less, just with some quick exercises. And I'm sure there's going to be some good questions on that coming up. So get your questions and let me know how I can help. Thanks for joining me this time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.